Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In today's FMM, we will learn, Amir Tzashem, about the Korban Musaf brought on Shabbos. As mentioned in previous FMMs, any additional Korban that is brought on a unique day like Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, etc., is called a Korban Musaf. And every Korban Musaf brought throughout the year is commanded in the Torah, in Parshas Pinchas, in Sefer Bamidbar, beginning in Perek Chaf Ches. And the Torah there tells us about the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, beginning in Pasuk Tes. The Torah says that the Shabbos Korban Musaf is a Korban Ola, and it consists of Shnei Chvasim B'nei Shana Timimim, two male lambs that are a year old. A lamb is a sheep that is 1 year old or younger. And when the Torah says Keves, it refers to a male lamb that is older than 8 days, preferably older than 30 days, and younger than a year. So the Korban Musaf on Shabbos consists of two male lambs. And these two male lambs are brought as a Korban Ola after the Korban Tamid of the morning is brought. And we will remember from the FMMs about the daily Korban Tamid. And again, if you would like to hear any previous FMM, please WhatsApp me privately. In previous FMMs about the daily Korban Tamid, we learned that the Korban Tamid is also a Korban Ola made up of one male lamb, one in the morning and one in the evening. So the Korban Musaf on Shabbos is in many ways a double Korban Tamid, not one male lamb, but two male lambs. And the Korban Musaf is also accompanied by a Korban Mincha, consisting of flour and oil. The Torah says that two esronim, 2/10 of an ephah of flour is used in this Korban Mincha for Musaf. One isaron is anywhere from 2.5 liters to a little more than 4 liters of flour. So two esronim is somewhere between 5 to 8 liters of flour. And these two esronim of fine wheat flour are mixed with oil and brought as a Korban Mincha together with the two male lambs. And it's interesting to note that this too, the Korban Mincha made up of two esronim of flour, is also double the Korban Mincha that accompanies the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid is brought with one asiris, with 1/10 of flour, while the Korban Musaf on Shabbos is made of 2 esronim of flour. So that's doubled as well. And the oil that accompanies these menachos is also doubled. The flour from the Korban Mincha is mixed with oil, 1/4 of a hin. A hin is anywhere between 4 and 7 liters. So 1/4 of a hin is anywhere between 1 and less than 2 liters of oil. The Korban Mincha that is brought as part of the Avoda of the Korban Tamid has 1/4 of a hin of oil, and the Korban Mincha that is brought as part of the Korban Musaf on Shabbos has double that, 2/4 of a hin of oil. And in addition to the two lambs, and in addition to the 2 esronim of flour, and in addition to the 2/4 of a hin of oil that is brought with the Korban Musaf, we also have a double portion of wine that is poured on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. For the Korban Tamid, 1/4 of a hin of wine, just like the oil, is poured on the Mizbeach, and for the Korban Musaf, twice that is brought. 2/4 of a hin is poured on the Mizbeach. So, in the beginning of this FMM, we mentioned that these two lambs are brought as a Korban Musaf on Shabbos together with the double Korban Mincha and the double wine. All are brought after the Korban Tamid of the morning is brought. And this doubling on Shabbos, the two lambs, the two menachos, etc., all of this reminds us of the double portion of the man that fell on Shabbos in the Midbar. And when we see the Avodah on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, and when we daven Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos, which discusses these very korbanos, we are reminded again and again, and we are strengthened and blessed again and again by the infinite blessings that the Shabbos brings. And that is a summary of the Korban Musaf on Shabbos. Next time, God willing, we will discuss other avodos, other unique avodos that take place on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tzashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.